Good morning.
Good morning, Tommy.
Talking cyber safety with kids, we did so last week, but it's so important. And I know you went home and did your homework. I didn't mean to give you more work. But we're going to talk a little bit more about that. It concerns a lot of people. We've got kids. We've got grandkids. We deal with a lot of folks who need looking after when it comes to cyber safety. As you were doing your homework, anything kind of stick out with this?
Well, I found several programs that will provide filtering for kids on the internet. And many of them will allow you to set up different accounts for different age levels. So if you have kids that are older versus, you know, you have a 15-year-old and a 5-year-old, what's appropriate for the 15-year-old is not going to be appropriate for the 5-year-old necessarily.
And there's a way via settings to make sure that whoever gets on can only go to certain places.
Yes. Okay. There are also differences. Some of the software filters against sites that are known to have objectionable content. Others will do real-time filtering, and that might be important. For example, you might have a child that's reading a news report on a newspaper's website, and there might be absolutely nothing wrong with the article. But as we all know, some of the people who leave comments end up not talking about the subject, but attacking each other and doing so in language we might not want our kids to read. So real-time filtering may well be important as well.
All right. Talk about some of the great places folks can go to protect their children.
Well, one of the number one, what I would do is search on parental control software and look for articles that are reviews of different software, not the sites for the software themselves, but ones that are impartial reviews that can talk about the pros and cons of each software. But the three that I found that were most highly rated are Cyber Patrol Parental Controls, Safe Eyes, and Net Nanny, which I think is the one that came into my mind last week. As you mentioned, that's a great name for some software to do what we're talking about. Another thing that they will do is they will limit the amount of time your kids spend on the computer. If you have more than one computer in the house, then some of them will transfer the settings from one computer to another. But the time controls may or may not transfer, so the kids may be able to get around the time control by using one computer and then going to another one and getting that same amount of time all over again.
All right. And I know that business can do the same, right? They can decide. I know a good friend of mine is a state employee, and he gets bummed out that he can't go to our website and listen to the program, but I'm sure bosses can do the same thing.
Right. Sure they can. And a lot of places will block Facebook. Today, there will probably be a lot wanting to block shopping since it's Cyber Monday, and it's anticipated that a lot of people at work will be shopping instead of working. That can cause problems because, of course, businesses buy things online. So when you block shopping sites, then frequently, and we do this for some of our clients, and then they'll turn around and say, but we buy all our office supplies online, or we buy this online or that online. So that can get you into trouble as well. But yes, businesses can do the same thing.
Do most of the folks you work with ask for you to deal with those settings, or do they take care of it themselves?
Most of them ask us to deal with it.
Okay, and that takes the angst away from them. I can understand it. Talk about remote access.
Some of the software will let you change the settings remotely. They'll also notify you via email or text messages if your kids are getting into an area that you don't want them to get into. So if you are at work, you know, a lot of parents these days have kids who may be home alone in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to monitor what they do. So that parents can be notified at work and they could access the settings remotely and make a change to prevent their kids from doing whatever they're doing.
It's kind of like that situation with the eyes in the back of your
head. Yeah, how did they know I was doing that? To monitor what your kids are doing.
How did they know I was doing that? And probably one of the most important things about these filtering places or at least systems that people can become involved with is the social media, because that can be a nasty place for kids to go.
Right. Kids don't always understand that they shouldn't reveal details that may make it possible for someone someone to find them. So some of the software, and that's something you need to be concerned about, is it just going to filter websites, or is it going to look at what they're doing on social media and instant messaging as well? So you need to figure out what your kids are doing and what you need to filter and what you need to block and monitor.
All right, before we let you go, give those four apps one more time.
Cyber Patrol Parental Controls, that's one app. Safe Eyes and Net Nanny, but Google parental control software and do your own research.
All right, Linda, before we let you go, we've got a caller from St. John's on the other end of our line with a question. You're on the program on 1320 WILS. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Ray.
All right, Ray, Linda's all ears.
Good morning. my daughter has an iPod Touch, and she texts all the time on it. And she deletes some of them, and I was wondering if there's any app or program that I can install on there to keep her from deleting them, or some way I can go through and make sure I know what she's texting.
All right, you say you have a daughter who is going, who is texting and going to sites, and you want to know more about to limit what she's doing or find out what she's doing.
Well, she's 12, and there's a couple boys she's talking to, and it always seems that the texts that she's talking to the boys get deleted. But once she talks to her friends, stay on there. So I'm just wondering what's going on.
I would talk to your cell phone provider.
It's an iPod Touch. Yeah. And I was just wondering if there was an app out there that I could get an email of the text that she's sending or keep her from deleting the text.
Even though it's an iPod Touch, you get the service is provided by someone.
Or
is it instant?
It's like Text Plus. It's a free text app.
Okay. I'm not sure. I'd have to research that, but I could certainly do that and discuss that next week.
That'd be great.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Boy, those kids with that delete button. We'll have to watch for that. All right. Linda, we'll talk about this. Again, I've got some more questions, but we've run out of time, and I know you'll go home and do your homework again. I'm sorry to be putting you to work. It's supposed to be the other way around. Thanks so much, and we'll talk more about this next Monday.
Okay.